Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Let us talk a bit about this magnificent night. I always say, Eden have many magnificent days, but they have two special magnificent nights. Leil Kol Nidre and Leil HaSeder. Very different in essence. But the combination of these two magnificent nights is the essence and the tamtzes of Avodah Sukeil. Dechilu and Rechimu. Ahavo and Yiro. Leil Kol Nidre is Yiro. Emas Yoim Hadin. The essence of Kovid Rosh. Leil HaSeder. Lailo Ki Yoim Yoyo. It is all about Ahavo. So these two nights together are the essence of Avodah Sukeil. People struggle what to make of the Haggadah. Haggadah Shel Pesach seems to be a compilation of various different mamorim without Seder. What is it? Does it have structure? And structure is so important. When I was a young boy, one of my very first inspirations was the Ramchal. And I started learning Sifra Ramchal. I was young, and I don't think I really understood the depth of Torah Ramchal, but I was so moved and inspired by the Seder, by the structure. Everything in the Ramchal is so beautiful and so mesuda, so orderly. And he has the famous mashal of the forest and the botanical garden. And he says, you might have the same plants and the same flowers in the forest, but in the botanical garden, it is the Seder that makes the difference, that brings out the beauty of what you see. And I think Seder HaHaggadah is so magnificently structured, and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Beruach HaKodesh U'Ba'Oin Megbinosom. Haggadah Shel Pesach has three parts, 1, 2, and 3. The first section starts off with the most fundamental, simple question that every child would ask. Ma nishtana alayla azeh mekol halaylos? What is this all about? Why is this night different than all the others? And then we start to explain. Matchel begnus u'mesayim b'shvach. Machloikes Rav and Shmuel. Which gnus and which shevach? Rav says, Metchila oivda avodah zorah hayu avoseinu. It's about ruchnius. Shmuel says, no. It's about freedom. Avodah mayinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yetzienu l'chelus. Rabbeinu Hanan says, we do both. And that's the Rambam. And that's the Minhag Kol Beis Yisrael. The Ritvo explains it's not even a Machloikes Rav and Shmuel. The Machloikes is only Mugdam and Meuchar. Which first, which second. But both agree that we need to focus on both spiritual aliyah and physical salvation. So the night begins with Avodah Mayinu as a response to the question Manishtana. And the first part of the Gada is a compilation of Mamorim. How important it is, the mitzvah of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how important it is that everyone, afilo kolono chachomim v'kolono nevoinim, we all need to tell the story. And Gedolei HaTanoim, the greatest of our sages, told the story. So the first section, the last paragraph is, V'hi sha'amdo l'avoseinu v'lonu. Sh'lo yechud b'lvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu, v'shebekal doi v'doi v'kodesh baruch u'matzileinu. And that is why it is important to tell the story. It's not only about remembering the past. It is about deriving chizik for the present and for days to come. because our tzaras are not over. We are in galus, and we need this chizuk. Kama shekosav haramban besof parshas boi. Why do we need to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ki men anisim agadoylem v'hamefersomem odamoyda benisim anistorim shehem yisod kol ha-toyre kulo. Ein lanu chelek betoyres Moshe. Ad sheneide shekol dvoreinu v'mekreinu hem nisim. Ein behem teva v'menhogoy shaloylam. So when we quote the Ramban, people usually understand that nature is a miracle. The Ramban doesn't really mean nature. Kol dvoreinu v'mekreinu. He means our story. The story of the Jews is one miracle. And when we remember the nisim hagadolim v'mefersomim, we believe in the nisim hanistorim. We are a miraculous people. Am Yisrael has nothing to do with Teva. I always say, in the course of human events, in the course of history, we should have been two or three pages in history books. Somewhere between the Roman Empire and ancient Troy, it would be said, we would read, there were a people that called themselves the Jews. They claimed to be descendants of the patriarchs. You know who the patriarchs were, yeah? They claimed to be descendants of the patriarchs, of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They rose to prominence when their dynamic and charismatic leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, brought them out of bondage and made them a free people. And they sank into oblivion when their temple was destroyed, so-and-so B.C. or A.C. or whatever it is. That would be nature. That would be natural. But we're not part of history books. We're alive, and we're thriving. And miraculously, we're doing quite well. 300 years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, in Sulam Beis Eil, in his introduction to his magnificent siddur, Shaar HaShemayim, my Rebbe, the Klozer Magor Rebbe, used to quote this Rabbi Yaakov Emden very often. Chai Roishi, that is an expression of a shavua. Kasher ani mezboinem b'kiyum klal Yisrael b'gol aseh achaz ben shivim zeivim. When I just think about the fact that we exist, godel ha-nes hazeh b'yeinai, yoyse mekol ha-nisim shenasu laveseinu b'mitzrayim al-yam u'b'yetz Yisrael. The fact that we're around is a greater miracle than Aseres HaMakas and Kriyas Yam Suf and Mamed Har Sinai. He wrote that 300 years ago, and I wonder, what would he write today? What have we been through in the last 300 years? What terrible nisyonos in ruchnius and physical. The greatest tragedy, the greatest homicide in the history of the world was the Shoah. Nobody believed 80 years ago. My parents were both survivors. My Rebbe was the ultimate survivor, the Klozer Magor Rebbe that lost his wife and his entire family, 11 children. And I spoke to them so many times. No one believed 80 years ago that 80 years down the line, this is how we will be. Coming back to our promised holy land after 2,000 years. Livnois, lehibonois. To spread Torah the entire world. I was in Mexico 2 weeks ago. I was in Brazil a month and a half ago. Wherever you come in the world today, Yiddishkeit is thriving and growing and prospering. And so many people are coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an amazing time, an amazing age. And this is a miracle. What would Rabbi Yaakov Emden write today? I could only imagine he would write, Godel ha-nes hazeh be'enai kibriyas shamayim v'aretz. I just guess, because what else could he write? If 300 years ago he wrote, Kol ha-nisim shenasu l'avriseinu b'mitzrayim al hayam u'b'yeretz Yisrael. I don't like quoting goyim, but sometimes it's important. 100 years before Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the story goes, there was a French philosopher and mathematician, very well known, Blaise Pascal. And the king of France asked him, do you have scientific proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists? Scientific proof. And Pascal said, yes. One word. The Jews. The Jews prove that someone up there is watching over them. They shouldn't be around. And they are. And that was 400 years ago. Menanisim agedolim v'amifersomim odamoide benisim hanistorim shehem yesod kol ha-toyra kulo. So in the first part of the Haggadah, it is just to stress how important this is to keep the story alive, doyr achar doyr, to tell the story of Nisim v'Neflois, because we will need these stories in every generation. Shebekol doyr v'doyr oimdom aleinu l'chaloseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyodom. We need to remember, because min hanisim hagedolim v'mefersomim od amoide benisim hanistorim. I said so many times in the past 17 months, in these painful 17 months, not all of us feel the pain. Thousands of young people, most of them soldiers, lost their lives. Tens of thousands injured. Many amputees. I know some of them that lost their eyesight. And there are still hostages out there. Begait Salmoves. This was such a painful time. But we also saw every day, Kilo Yitoy Shashem Esamoy Venachalosoy Lo Yazoyv. We saw every day, Hine Lo Yonem Velo Yishin Shoymi Yisrael. We've been seeing Nisim Nistorim every day. So I said so many times how wonderful it would be if there would be breaking news in all the outlets. Miraculously, all the waters in Gaza and in Lebanon turned red. And the greatest chemists analyzed the water and they said, it's actually blood. And nobody understands, nobody could figure out how this happened. And the world is still grappling with this crazy phenomena. New breaking news. A zillion frogs came out of nowhere and they overran Lebanon and Gaza, totally disrupting communications and transportations and every social activity. And that one frog crossed the Lebanese border into Israel. It didn't happen, Rabbi Yisai. And don't expect it to happen tomorrow, because it won't. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in his Torah, V'unoichi hasteir asti aponai b'yoim ha'hu. But you need to open your eyes and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. And that is why it is important to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to keep the story alive. And from one generation to the other. And that is why the last paragraph of the first chelik of Agoda is Vehi Sha'amdo La'avu Yisrayinu V'lonu. And that is why we need to tell the story. And then, Tzei Ulmad is the second part. That is actually the story. So the Mishnah says, Davkuf Tezayin Emsochim, V'doyreish Ma'arami Oyvet Ovi. This is not only read, Doyreish. And Chazal explain four psukim in Mikra Bekurim. This is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It starts when Yankov and Lovin part, and then a famine hits the land. Reluctantly, Yankov goes down to Yeretz Mitzrayim. The story of Golas Mitzrayim, of Shiavud, of slavery, and of redemption. And that is when we tell about the Aseres Hamakos. And that is the second part of the Haggadah. The most important part. That is where you need to focus. Focus and tell the story. And elaborate. Stress the Nisim. Mitzvah Seshay Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflois. And then, part number two ends with Pesach Matzah V'Moroi. And then L'Fichoch Anachnu Chayovim La'idus. And then, after telling the story, you need to sing the praise. Every day in the morning, how do we start off our day? Moida ani lefonecho melech chai v'kayim, shechzartu bi nishmosi b'chemlo. I recently gave a shmus in my kollel, and I asked, what do we need to bear in mind when we say moida ani lefonecho? Hoda'a or hodaya? Admission or gratitude? And Loshon Kodesh moida has two interpretations. Did you ever learn the sugya of moida b'miktas? Monali b'yodcho, enoch b'yodi elachamishim. That's not gratitude. You got alone. You can't say thank you. Yene thank you. He denies 50% of the claim. That is admission. So when we say moida ani lefonecho, is that admission or gratitude? And I say it is both. Why do I say it's both? This nusach moida ani lefonecho melech chai v'kayem shechzartu b'nishmus is nowhere to be found in Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, nowhere. The very first source is Seder Hayom from Reb Moshe ben Mochia. According to the Gemara in Brochas Dav Samach, Rambam, Tur Shulchan Aruch Mem Vav. When you open your eyes in the morning, what are you supposed to say? Elokai, Neshama Shenasata B'Tahiroi. Why don't we do so? The Tur quotes his father, the Rosh. And it's already in Sefer Ayir of Rabbeinu Yoina. Because our hands in the morning are not toher, and we can't say Shem Shemayim before Natilus Yadayim. And that is why we say Moed Ani Lefanecho, which doesn't have Shem Hashem. So it is clear to me that Moed Ani Lefanecho is an abbreviation, a kitzur of Elokai Neshama. It must be that way. So what do we say in Elokai Neshama? Elokai Neshama Shenatato B'Toheroi Atu Beroso Atu Yitzarto. So it starts with admission, with recognition, with acknowledgement. And then we say, and then admission must bring to gratitude. So when we say moida ani in the morning, it is first of all admission, recognition. You open your eyes in the morning, think about it. Don't take it for granted. Some people go to sleep by night and they do not wake up in the morning. The reason you woke up this morning is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he deserves another day. That is why I opened my eyes in the morning. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided you deserve another day. Let us see how he will use this day. Will he do tshuva? Will he dedicate this day la'avdoi u'lishamroi? Don't take it for granted. It's not to be taken for granted. Moed ani lefonecho, I acknowledge, I recognize, I admit, it is you. And then, once again, moed ani, thank you Hashem. And recognition needs to bring to admission and to gratitude. Kosav Ramban, the very same Ramban I quoted before. Tachlis ha-yetziro ha-reshoino. Ve'ein el elyoin chofetz v'tachtoinem. Ki'im she'yeda ha-odom v'yodeh le'eloikov she'baro'oi. The Rambam uses two words, she'yeda v'she'yodeh. He should recognize, acknowledge, and say thank you. So moida ani means both. I'm aware, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it is you that decided to give me another day, and therefore, thank you, Hashem. And that is Elokai Neshama Shenatato Bi. And that is why part number two of the Haggadah leads to part number three. After we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is only natural. Lefichach anachnu chayovim lehoides ulehalel. And that is Halal and Halal HaGadol, and that is the third part of the HaGadol. HaYodeya ve'eineno mode rosho. HaMode ve'eino yodeya shoito. So, sheyeda ha'odom ve'yode le'eloikov sheberoi. And that is what the Seder is all about. Part number one is just stressing the importance. And why is it important? It is important to remember because we will have nisyonos. And not always will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be there making miraculous nisim l'malam ederech ha-teva for the whole world to see. No. We will need to thrive on nisim nistorim. Not always will we see nisim gluyim. And that is why we need to keep the story alive. And then we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Aseres HaMakos and Kriyas Yamsef and all the miracles. And then finally, Lefichach Anachnu Chiyuvim Lo'idus. And that is what the Leila Seder is all about. But I say, when Pesach comes around, we say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we believe in the Nisim HaNistorim. We see them. We feel them. But maybe time has come for some Nisim Gluyim as well. For hundreds of years, we're thriving on Nisim HaNistorim. Ad Mosai. Till when, Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Maybe time has come for some Nisim Gluyim. We long for those nisim. Anachnu mitgageim leketzat nisim gluyim. Yerosan, we should be zoicha. Ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois. Let's see some nisim gluyim. She itkayem banu divrei anovi. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. V'niglo kvoid Hashem. For the whole world to see. V'ra'o kol boso yachdov ki pi Hashem diber. We should be zoichu to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, to binyan beis HaMikdash v'shom noichal, men apsochim v'men azvochim shiyagi adom ha-malkiyem esbachachu b'meiru v'yumei.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.